I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
All right, guys, we are in trouble. We are in trouble. We got to, we're going to have to figure out a way to redirect the ship. We are going to sound the alarms. We are going to panic, unfortunately. We are 2-3 in the 3DFFL. Guys, we have fallen 3 games in a row, going from 2-0. One of the more promising starts in the league to now dropping 3 in a row. Okay, cool, calm, composed. Okay, we'll figure it out because King Henry ain't kinging this year. Najee Harris ain't Najeeing this year. I don't know what the problem is, but my running backs aren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. I thought I drafted pretty well, but when you look around the league, it's a lot of kind of different names that I didn't expect to be balling out this year. And some that I did, but coming off of injuries, etc. I am trying to trade for Breece Hall. If anybody would like to trade for Breece Hall, I'm down to trade for Breece Hall. So I think Nate Peterman's hot dog stand has Breece Hall. So let me know. Talk to me. I want him. Okay, guys. Week 5, we took another loss. Our third loss in a row, we lost to Showtime Mary Williams. We lost 157-85. Showtime Mary Williams had Joe Burrow 23.3, Josh Jacobs with 20, David Montgomery with 21, Jamar Chase with a big 52-point game, 15 catches, 192 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Debo Samuel 11.5, Jake Ferguson 5.8. DeAndre Swift, 17. Washington's defense, -5. And Evan McPherson with 12 points. The Signs and Sports podcast had Jalen Hurts with 27. Derrick Henry with 9.2. Najee Harris with 5. CeeDee Lamb with 8.9. Romeo Doubs with 1.4. George Kittle with 27. Michael Wilson with 2.8. The Dallas Cowboys defense with -3 and Brandon Aubrey with 6 points. We lost this matchup, guys, 157.4-85.3. It's really nothing else you can say other than we've just lost the last 3 and we haven't been scoring either. So I don't know exactly what the problem is, but we're trying to fix it. We're working out the kinks. We will. We'll figure it out. We'll bounce back. Setbacks make comebacks. So we will figure it out and we will continue moving forward like we are going to move forward to the second matchup. We have Rub-A-Dub Chubb, the highest scoring team roster in the league this week. 178-123 for Godfather 100. Rub-A-Dub Chubb had Tua Tagovailoa, 17 points. Alvin Kamara with 19 points. Jaylen Warren with 11 points. Stephon Diggs with 24 points. Calvin Ridley with 20 points, Luke Musgrave with 9 points, DJ Moore with 49 points, 8 catches, 230 yards, and 3 touchdowns, Pittsburgh's defense with 17, and Matt Gay with 12 points. Godfather 100 had 123 points with Matt Stafford 16.8, Joe Mixon 13, Brian Robinson Jr. 8.3, Tyreek Hill with 32, 8 catches, 181 yards, and a touchdown. Javonte Williams with 2.2. Sam Laporte with 19.7. Nico Collins with 7 points. San Francisco's defense with 18. And Jake Moody with 6 points. The third matchup is that Team Kenny Johnson versus Team Gucci. Team Gucci taking the win 132-88. Team Gucci had 4 points for Anthony Richardson, 36 points for Travis Etienne, 136 yards and 2 touchdowns. Raheem Mostert had 15.8. Michael Pittman had 10.2. Zay Flowers had 12.3. Travis Kelce had 22.7. Tony Pollard had 8.4. Miami's defense had 12. And Harrison Butker had 10 points. That was Team Gucci over that Team Kenny Johnson, 88.02. Lions fan Team No Smoke took down Nate Peterman's hot dog stand today, 137-112. Lions fan had Josh Allen, 27. Christian McCaffrey, 13.8. Kyren Williams, 7.7. George Pickens, 26.6. Adam Thielen with 27.7. TJ Hawkinson with 10.1. Brandon Ayuk with 9.8. Detroit's defense and special teams with 7. And Youngway Koo with 7 points. Nate Peterman's hot dog stand had 112 points with Pat Mahomes, 19.2. James Cook, 5 points. Isaiah Pacheco, 13.4. Garrett Wilson, 8.4. Patrick Nacua, 20 points. Dalton Schultz, 19.5. Cooper Kupp, 19.8. Buffalo's defense, 4 points. And Daniel Carlson with 3 points. Our final matchup on the week, we had the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, taking down Who Wants a Smoke, giving him his first loss of the year. We no longer have any undefeated teams in the league this year, guys. The 3DFFL is now completely even. Dylan Turpin falling to the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, 86-77. Lamar Jackson, 9.9 for the chosen one. Dalvin Cook, 9.3. Devin Akane, 21.5. Justin Jefferson, 5.8. AJ Brown, 18.7. Hunter Henry, 0 points. Tank Dell, 8.3. New York Giants defense, 18 points. And Tyler Bass with 2 points. So getting the win over the one and only undefeated team came at a cost. Devin Akane moved to the IR. And Justin Jefferson also moved to the IR for, I think, 3 to 5 weeks. Justin Jefferson, I'm not sure about Devin Akane. But losing both those players in 1 week is devastating. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, 3-2, should be able to bounce back. At least stay afloat. If not, it's going to be a rough couple weeks. A rough few weeks. We'll see how he handles it, and we'll see what it looks like for the chosen one going forward. That was matchup number 5, guys. We are going to talk about the standings. We are going to look at what the league looks like after 5 weeks. We are going to see what zone 3 looks like. We are going to see what zone D looks like. In zone 3, we have Who Wants to Smoke, Dylan Turpin, 4-1. We have Godfather, Daryl Brown, 3-2. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, 3-2. Team Gucci, 3-2. And that team, Kenny Johnson, 1-4. In Zone D, we have Lions fan Team No Smoke, 3-2. Rub-a-Dub Chubb, 3-2. Showtime Mary Williams, 2-3. The Signs and Sports Podcast, 2-3, and Nate Peterman's hot dog stand, 1-4. I just realized that I'm the third worst team in this league, guys. I gotta get it together. We gotta figure out what we're gonna do, and we gotta turn this ship around quick. That being said though, let's go to the final standings projection and let's see what that looks like. Actually, before we do that, let's look at the playoff percentage, what it looks like, everybody's chances of getting into the playoffs. Who Wants to Smoke has a 61% chance. Godfather 100 has a 59% chance. The Chosen One has a 38% chance. Team Gucci has a 51% chance. That team, Kenny Johnson, has an 8% chance. Lions fan, Team No Smoke, has a 73% chance. Rub-a-Dub Chubb has a 52% chance. Showtime Mary Williams has a 32% chance. Signs and Sports Podcast has a 14% chance. And Nate Peterman's hot dog stand has a 14% chance as well. Moving on to the final standings projection, we got Fantasy Trends presented by Snickers, guys. Trending up this week, we have Rub-A-Dub Chubb trending up 6 spots. Who Wants to Smoke trending up 5 spots. Team Gucci trending up 4 spots. And then trending down, we have Nate Peterman's hot dog stand who needs a Snicker because they are not acting like themselves right now. Trending down 6 spots alone. And then I guess if you want to get technical, I would be right there after her, trending down 4 spots myself. So yeah, we got a lot of movement, guys. Things are starting to shift. You know, teams are falling out of where they used to be. Teams are bumping up to where they never were. It's going to get interesting, and it's going to continue to get interesting. So, guys, stick on. Hold on for the ride. Buckle up. It's about to get fun. It's about to get, you know, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to broadcast my meltdown for everybody to hear whenever I don't win. But I plan on winning. So, you know what I'm saying? Come take it from me and we'll figure out how we're going to make this happen. All right, guys. Godfather 100 on draft day was expected to be number 1. He is right now sitting at number 3. Lions fan Team No Smoke draft day was expected to be number 2. He now sits at number 1. Nate Peterman's hot dog stand draft day was expected to finish number 3. Is now sitting at number 9. The Signs in Sports podcast expected to finish at number 4. Now is sitting at number 8. Showtime Mary Williams draft day was expected to finish number 5. Is now sitting at number 7. The Chosen One draft day number 6. Now sitting at number 6. Who Wants to Smoke draft day expected to finish number 7. Now sitting at number 2. That Team Kenny Johnson, draft day expected to finish number 8, currently sitting at number 10. Team Gucci, draft day expected to finish number 9, currently sitting at number 5. And Rub-A-Dub Chubb, draft day expected to finish number 10, currently sitting at number 4. That is what the final standings projections look like right now, guys. What we are going to move on to is we are going to move into the matchups for week 6. We're going to look what is coming up. We're going to find out who has who. We're going to get a little preview. I know this week I have Team Gucci. We're going up head to head. Signs and Sports podcast versus Team Gucci. We got the Chosen One going up against Lions fan Team No Smoke. We got Who Wants to Smoke going up against Showtime Mary Williams. We got Godfather 100 going up against Nate Peterman's hot dog stand. And we got That Team Kenny Johnson going up against the hot Rub-A-Dub Chubb team right now, moving in the right direction. Shout out to Rub-A-Dub Chubb. Shout out to That Team Kenny Johnson. Everybody, I appreciate y'all for tuning in to another episode. I appreciate you guys for continuing to play. I appreciate you guys for trusting us with your money, with your hard-earned money. Guys, at any time, you can check League Safe. Your money is safe. It hasn't moved. It hasn't been touched. We are patiently waiting for the day that we can hoist those bragging rights and say that we won this championship so we could take that money out and we could put it into the Signs and Sports podcast account. But until that day, guys, what we're going to do is we're going to patiently wait week by week. We're going to try to turn this ship around, and we're going to try to get to the ship. So for everybody participating in the 3&D FFL, we appreciate you guys, and we'll catch you guys after this break if you want to stick around. If not, we'll catch you on the next episode. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLow361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat, you need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment.
What it do, everybody? It's A2J of VVM. Hit me up if you need features, studio time. And if not, hit me up on a show that I just started. It's called The Shake Zone. I would like to see y'all there. Now back to the show.
All right, guys, what's going on? We're back. This is the final segment of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Week 5 recap. We are going to talk about the league recap. This segment, as you guys know so well, here in the main event segment, we talk about the league. This is DIG's Personal Family Friends League. This is where we get to talk about everybody that is in my closest circle of people, the people I get to see every day, all day. So as you guys know, as I always say, the bragging rights are a little deeper. They mean that much more. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about week five. We're going to talk about the week five recap. We're going to talk about week six, the matchups. We're going to talk about the standings, the final standings projections, you know? And we're going to get into it, guys. We got the league coverage. We got matchup number one. I'm sorry, I wasn't even prepared. My bad. I wasn't prepared. We got week five coverage. We got matchup number one. And, I forgot that I lost both weeks this week. I forgot I lost both matchups. So, why am I hyped up, excited when this is a somber episode? Cue the melancholy music, you know what I'm saying? But 169-132 Sleeper Nation, Marco Cabrera continuing his impressive year one run. He took down a former reigning champion, Team Design Gifted, impressively and convincingly, 170-132. Marco Cabrera, Sleeper Nation, had Pat Mahomes, 19 points. Alvin Kamara with 18 points, Jalen Waddle with 15, DJ Moore with 49, Travis Kelce with 22, Kirk Cousins with 20, Micah Parsons with 4, Baltimore's defense with 8, and Evan McPherson with 12. Design Gifted had Justin Fields with 33, Breece Hall with 28, CeeDee Lamb with 9, Tyreek Hill with 32, Kyle Pitts with 15.7, Jordan Love with 5 points, Patrick Queen with 10 points, and Dallas's defense with negative 3, concluding with Tyler Bass, 2 points at kicker. 169-132, that was Sleeper Nation taking down Design Gifted, making Team Design Gifted that much closer. I don't even know what my record is, bro. I don't want to get into it. We'll get into it later, okay? Matchup number 2, we have Watts on, Wax off, 113 falling to Team Bro Dog, allowing Team Bro Dog to get his second win of the year and possibly halting the historic hangover altogether. Is Team Bro Dog back? Matt Stafford, 17 points for Team Brodog. Derrick Henry, 9 points. Jamar Chase, 52.2. Christian Kirk, 14. Darren Waller, 16. Joshua Dobbs, 8.7. Quay Walker with 4 points. Miami's defense with 12 points. And Brett Maher with 2 points. Watts on, wax off, had Daniel Jones with 7. Travis Etienne with 36. Chris Olave with 9. T. Higgins with 0. Evan Ingram with 7. Tony Pollard with 8.4. Roquan Smith with 12. New Orleans defense with 22. And Graham Gano with 12 points. That was Watts on, wax off. And Team Brodog, Watts on, wax off, losing 113 to 136. Matchup number 3, we have Team Quater Tots, the highest scoring team on the league. Oh, second highest team. Sleeper Nation, 169. And we got Team Quater Tots with 160 points. Taking down Team No Fines, Please. Jalen Hurts, 27.3. Josh Jacobs, 20 points. Stephon Diggs, 25 points. AJ Brown, 18.7. George Kittle, 27.7. Tua Tagovailoa, 17. TJ Edwards, 12 points. Philadelphia's defense, 7 points. And Brandon Aubrey with 6 points. Team No Fines Please had Josh Allen with 27.7. Joe Mixon with 13. Devontae Adams with 8.5. Patrick Nacua with 20 points. Mark Andrews with 12.5. Anthony Richardson with 4.4. Zaire Franklin with 13, San Francisco's defense with 18, and Jake Elliott, there's a Jake Elliott, there's a Jason Sanders, there's a Jake Myers, there's a Jason Myers, there's a lot of kickers out here with the same Jason, Jake, Myers, Sanders, you know what I'm saying, it gets confusing, but Jake Elliott, 11 points, that was Team Quater Tots taking down Team No Fines Please, 160 to 128, girl power, let's go. And the final matchup number 4, we have 2 Infinity and Bijan taking down Strange Animals, 124 to 61 points. Strange Animals had Lamar Jackson with 10.9, Christian McCaffrey with 13.8, Justin Jefferson with 5.8, Michael Pittman with 10, Hunter Henry with 0, Dak Prescott with 4, Frank Aluakon with 6, Buffalo's defense with 4, and Jake Moody with 6 points. 2 Infinity and Bijan had 124 points, Brock Purdy 26, Bijan Robinson 11.8, Cooper Kupp 19.8, Deebo Samuel 11.5, TJ Hockenson 10 points, Isaiah Pacheco 13.4, Ernest Jones 15 points, Detroit's defense, 7 points, and Harrison Butker with 10 points. That was 2 Infinity and Bijan taking down Strange Animals, 124 to 61. And that completes the Week 5 recap, guys, for the league. What we're going to talk about next is we're going to talk about the standings. So we're going to talk about the Eastern Conference, we're going to talk about Candyland, and we're going to talk about the Western Conference, and we're going to talk about Boomtown. So in Boomtown, we got Team No Fine Please 3-2. We got Team Design Gifted 3-2. We got Team Strange Animals 3-2. And we got Team Brodog 2-3. That is Boomtown. In the Eastern Division in Candyland, we have Sleeper Nation Marco Cabrera 3-2. We got 2 Infinity and Bijan 3-2. We got Team Quater Tots 2-3. And we got Watts on, Wax Off, 1-4. We're going to look at the playoff percentage, playoff chances. Marco Cabrera in a firm grip, firm lead of his playoff hopes. 90% chance to get to the playoffs. 2 Infinity and Bijan, 85% chance. Team Quater Tots, 79% chance. Watts on, Wax Off, 24% chance. Team No Fines Please, 91% chance. Design Gifted, 87% chance. Team Strange Animals, 91% chance. And Team Brodog staying alive with a 53% chance to get into the playoffs as well. I'm not really sure how that works, how all of these things, I mean, every team has like a above 50% chance to get into the playoffs. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but only one person doesn't have a chance to get in. And I guess two people aren't going to get in, if anything, five teams. Okay, six people, two don't get in, or however. I don't know. We haven't figured it out yet. Sue me. You know what I'm saying? the final standings projections, guys, we got Fantasy Trends presented by Snickers. Nothing's more satisfying than winning. Well, almost nothing. Grab you a Snicker, official chocolate bar sponsor of the NFL. Team Bro Dog trending down five spots, guys. And trending up, we have Sleeper Nation trending up four spots. Design Gifted trending up three spots. And 2 Infinity and Bijan trending up two spots. The final standings projections. We have Team Strange Animals on draft day expected to finish number one. Right now sitting at number three. Team No Fines Please expected to finish number two. After draft day being expected to finish number two. Team Bro Dog, draft day expected to finish number three. Right now sitting at number seven. Team Quater Tots, draft day expected to finish number four. Right now sitting at number six. Sleeper Nation, Marco Cabrera, draft day expected to finish number five. Right now sitting at number one. 2 Infinity and Bijan, draft day expected to finish at number six. Right now sitting at number four. Watts on Wax Off, draft day expected to finish number seven. Right now sitting at number eight. And Design Gifted, follow me on Rumble, Design I Gifted, expected to finish number eight on draft day, and now sitting at number five. So we'll see where this goes. Obviously, it's still a long year. We still got 13 weeks to go. Oh, wow. I just realized, guys, we are very much at the beginning of this. We are very much still in the early onset of the podcast of the season. We still got 15 weeks to go. You know what I'm saying? So stick with me. 18 weeks. There's 10 of us. That should be 200 views, you know, by the end of this year. So I'm counting on you guys. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Actually, it's 18 people. 18 people, 18 weeks. Y'all do the math. Let's go get it. The next thing we're going to talk about, guys, is we are going to talk about the matchups for next week. We're going to talk about who is playing who, what it looks like, and who we think is going to win, I guess. Matchup number one, we have Watts on Wax Off taking on Design Gifted. I'm going to win, obviously. That should be an interesting one, but I'm going to win, most likely. Matchup number two, we have Team Bro Dog going up against Team Quater Tots. Matchup number three, Team No Fines Please going up against 2 Infinity and Bijan. And then matchup number four, we have Team Strange Animals going up against Sleeper Nation. That'll probably be game of the week right there, Strange Animals against Sleeper Nation. If not that one, then nope, yep, that will be the game to watch next week. Guys, that's it. That's about it. We covered week six matchups. We covered week five recap. We covered the final standings projections. We covered the standings. We covered Boomtown. We covered Candyland. That's about it. I appreciate you guys for tuning in to another episode. We don't have anything for you guys today at the end of this episode. If I'm being honest with you guys, I'm a little tired. I'm a little tired, so this episode was a little fast. It was a little more to the point. I hope you guys continue to stick with me. It's gonna be a long season. I do this by myself, guys. I record, I edit. As you guys know, I have a podcast dropping every week, one every month with Mia Made It. I have a single dropping almost every month. I just dropped a music video. I have another music video dropping next month. I have another music video dropping next year. We've been working. And then, of course, I got my real job, you know. So we're trying to maintain everything, keep everything on. You know, we're just trying to stay on it. You know, we're trying to keep pushing forward. Guys, if you appreciate the work, if you support the work, We take donations. We take support to the official platforms, Cash App, Signs in Sports Podcast. You know, anything is supported. If you can't help financially, guys, you know, we would appreciate a 5-star rating. We have, I think, 12 5-star ratings right now on Spotify and Apple. You know, go leave a comment, go leave a rating, go good, bad, whatever it may be, guys. You know, 1-star, 5-star. But at the end of the day, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for engaging. Everybody in the group chat, I hope you enjoyed the Invested music video. Guys, go check that out on Rumble. Invested by DIG, produced by Rye Lowe of the Realest Underground Entertainment. I am extremely grateful for you guys. We are on the road to 200,000 streams on Spotify, guys. I can't wait to continue to update you guys. I believe, we could do a live check right now before we get off of this thing. I haven't checked it today. I haven't checked it in a couple days. Invested, by the way, just in the last week, just cleared 20,000 plays. I'm assuming because of the music video, so you guys go check that out. It takes place in Falfurrias, Texas, my hometown. But yeah, Invested on Spotify just jumped from 12,000 plays to 20,300 plays. So, you know, the music video is something. You know, Sipping Champagne is still generating plays overseas every day. And hopefully, we're hoping to get the RM3 music video shot soon. That'll be a Falfurrias classic, guys. I hope that we can get that done, and I can't wait for you guys to see that. The idea is something that's going to be fun. The idea is something that's going to be, you know, it's going to last forever. So in the last year, guys, we've gotten 175,241 streams on Spotify. Okay, so we're on the road to 2K. We got Nonstop coming, the single coming to Spotify soon. You know, we got Don't Know Me featuring DIG, JB, and Merc. We got No Shine coming soon. We got Fire in the Booth coming soon. We got so much stuff coming soon, guys. I know I should sound more excited about it, more enthusiastic about it, and I am, but you know what I'm saying? I also need a nap. And I'm also a dad. Did I mention that as well? Shout out to my son, Ian Phillip Signs. Guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here with us. I can't wait to talk to you on the next episode. Actually, I can. I'm not going to lie to you. But we'll catch you guys on the next one. Thank you for tuning in. This has been the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
The Realest Underground Entertainment, TRUE, hashtag that, true. The Realest Underground Entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the Realest Underground Entertainment, Rye Low, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.